Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Metaxas Show.
I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me. So I am telling you, don't be fooled.
The real Eric's in jail.
And welcome.
I might be in jail, but I still have this microphone, Todd.
You sure do.
And when I have this microphone, I can just say, cut that out.
Cut it out. There.
Hey, Albin.
Yes.
Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat.
Uh-huh.
It's snowy. It's just a wonderful festive time. And I thought, you know what? Why don't we talk about some of the stories behind the great traditions of Christmas? Are you on board with that?
I'm on board.
And
yes.
I thought to myself, the problem is, how do you find out about stories behind the great traditions of Christmas? And you know what? Somebody just handed me a book titled Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas.
You know who that somebody was.
That was you?
That was me.
But seriously, that's like miraculous. I was looking for just, and then you just hand me this book. Now, the author of the book is Ace Collins, and I know we tried to get him on the program, and he just wasn't interested. And then I said, Ace, I promise Albin won't talk too much.
I won't.
And he immediately said, I'm in. So I think we have him on the line right now. Ace Collins, are you there?
How y'all doing? You doing well today?
We're doing great. I didn't promise that I wouldn't talk too much. You realize I tricked you. Listen,
well,
this.
Hey, whatever it goes. I mean, I'm willing to listen.
You're willing to roll with the punches? You're willing to roll with the punches? Okay.
Hey,
this book, published by Zondervan. I know Zondervan. And they publish a lot of wonderful books. But this is like, it's the classic Christmas book because everybody wants to know the stories behind the great traditions of Christmas. So Albin and I were just thinking, let's leap in with Ace. Now, Ace, you weren't baptized Ace, right? Like, what, do you have a real name that you don't give out on the air?
I won a hearts tournament my freshman year in college. And the last card I played was the Ace of Hearts. And ultimately speaking, there were four Andrew Collinses at the university I was at. They were looking for nicknames for all of us, so I got Ace. So
thank God you did. Thank God you didn't play the Queen of Hearts.
You'd be
called Queen Collins right now.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Wow, thank God you dodged a bullet, pal.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you wrote this book, first of all, what made you write this book? You just like Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, I did. We had a bestseller with stories behind the best loved songs of Christmas, and HarperCollins Christian came back to me and said, would you be interested in doing the stories behind the great traditions of Christmas? And so what we did was I wrote that book, and that book was released. The book you're holding was actually released the first time in 2003 and sold 500,000 copies back then.
So what do you need me
and
for?
And they decided on the 15th anniversary it was time to bring it back out again. They gave it a new cover and asked me if I'd be willing to come back and talk about it. And I have never really quit talking about it because I do probably, 300 to 400 radio interviews between November and December every year talking about stories behind the great songs of Christmas and just talking about the great traditions.
Okay,
as a matter of fact, you can actually buy this book that we're talking about in China in Chinese. I mean,
I hate to break it to you, but I'm not at all interested in that. I prefer to have just Albin hand me the book in English, if you don't mind, okay? No. I'm not going to China to get your stupid book, all right, pal? Just back it up. You've sold enough books.
Anyway,
enough books. Now listen to me. Now, my audience is dying to know. Tell us, dear Ace Collins, tell us some of the stories behind the great traditions of Christmas. What do we need to know?
Oh, gosh, there's so many different things you need to know. Obviously, there's only one tradition that goes back to the very beginning, and that's the tradition of giving gifts. The wise men brought gifts. You know, in the 1860s, a preacher wrote a song about the we three kings of Orient are. Actually, the Bible never mentions how many there were. And they weren't kings, but, you know, we're in a situation where wise men brought gifts, and that's the first Christmas gift.
Now, one small problem. The wise men did not bring them at Christmas. That's tradition. We know that the wise men showed up. Jesus was like a year old or a year and a half old.
It took place at least 18 months, That's the one tradition you can actually trace to the beginning. Probably the next oldest tradition we have that we celebrate is nativity scenes, and they were carved probably in the 200 to 300s.
What?
Wow. Clear up through the middle, Middle Ages.
Are you kidding me? Wait.
You created a live tradition, a live nativity scene.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that nativity scenes were carved 200 years and 300 years after the birth of Jesus? Like, that soon? I can't believe that.
Yes.
Alvin, are you buying this?
If he's selling, I'm buying.
He wrote the book on the subject.
He did.
Seriously, Ace, that's amazing.
Well, and that's probably the first, those were the first holiday decorations. You know, everybody, let's face it, in Eastern Europe, it was winter. You had to have something to do in the wintertime because you were snowed in. So those farmers created, things, crafts out of pieces of wood, and carving was what they did. And you would actually go into churches in 300 and 400. Now, don't wish for an old-fashioned Christmas because...
I didn't hear that.
Don't wish for an old-fashioned Christmas. It's very old because in the United States and Britain, Christmas used to be one of the rowdiest times of the year. As a matter of fact, Protestant churches, other than the Lutheran church, did not even open their doors on Christmas Day unless it happened to fall on a Sunday. And Congress... And the Senate, they met on the House of Representatives, the Senate met on Christmas Day until about 1840. And the reason everything continued and went on is because Christmas was set by church leaders in the third century on December 25th, because all of these people who were supposed to be celebrating the birth of Christ were celebrating the winter solstice, and they thought that by moving Christ's birthday there, that would make it a very reverent holiday. Instead, people celebrated Christ's birth in the wonderful area of the Roman Empire by drinking a lot and partying.
Okay, so you're saying that it was basically
a wild
bacchanal where people would get drunk and break stuff and throw up, and Christmas was not a fun time.
It was Mardi Gras on steroids is what it was.
Wow, and they didn't even have steroids back then. Think about that.
No, but they were taking something. Anyway, what it amounts to is it got to the point two things turned Christmas into a holiday that we know today. One was the English queen marrying a man from Germany. Prince Albert brought the German traditions, which were very...
Hang on. The English queen, Victoria. Victoria.
Yeah.
Queen Victoria married a German. Did her parents know about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They arranged it.
Queen Victoria marries a German, Prince Albert, about 1840, so two years after she becomes queen. And he imports all of these German traditions into England. So when we think of a Dickensian Christmas, we're basically thinking of a half-German Christmas.
Well, we are. And then in the United States, what brought that feeling was a New England preacher who knew about the German traditions of Christmas and St. Nicholas and other things. And he created a poem for his children that we now know as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And that was published in newspapers. And honestly, stores looked at that as an opportunity to make money.
Okay, now back up, because it's hard to hear you. How did Clement Moore come to write "Twas the Night Before Christmas"? Now he was here in New York, where we are. Where you're not here, but
yes, he was.
Where are you, by the way?
I'm in Arkansas.
So. You're in Arkansas. Mm. Okay, so I'm in New York, Albin. We're in New York, and you're telling me Clement Moore, who lived in New York, wrote "Twas the Night Before Christmas." But what were the circumstances? I did not hear that because the sound is not too great.
Okay, he wrote it as a testament to giving his children a look at what an Eastern European Christmas was like. And he wanted them to have that kind of Christmas rather than have the raucous Christmas that was a part of New England at that particular point.
He wanted to tell them what an Eastern European Christmas was like. So he wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, but he was living in New York. So why did you mention New England? I'm sorry.
Well, because New England was a raucous, partying-style Christmas where children were left out of it. He wanted to include a bit of that magic, if you will, in Christmas for his children.
I'm starting to get it.
He wrote about St. Nicholas.
I'm starting to get it. Okay, folks, we're talking talking to Ace Collins. The book is Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. He has also written Stories Behind the Best Loved Songs of Christmas. We'll be right back.
We'll be miles away. Happy golden.
You've almost opened up to someone so many times. You need to get it off your chest so you can get past this, but you just can't find the right person to talk to. It's hard to be completely honest about how you feel and what you've done. I know, I was there too. I was getting desperate. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. That's SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. God with us.
Christmas began with an unplanned pregnancy that ended in the ultimate sacrifice. At Patriot Mobile, the sanctity of life is cherished and they fight daily to protect it. It's not just about cell service. Patriot provides support to conservative groups for pro-life, family values, and religious freedom. It's an easy trade. Stop supporting Big Mobile since they support Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Patriot gives the same reliable nationwide coverage at better rates. Keep your phone number and contribute to conservative causes that you believe in with every call.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
Our gift of life. Protect it. Cherish it. Switch to Patriot Mobile and support it. Make a difference this Christmas for our nation and future generations. Join Patriot Mobile today at patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Hugh or 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him.
Hey there, folks. That's the Bakersfield sound of the great Buck Owens.
All right.
And we're talking to Ace Collins, who's written a book called Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. Now, Ace, it's a little hard to hear you. Tell me again, you said that Clement Moore, who wrote 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, first of all, what year did he write that?
When you look back at The Night Before Christmas, that would have been the 1820s or 30s. I'd have to go back and actually look in the book.
Well, okay, but it's the early part of the 19th century. And you said that he wanted his kids to know what Christmas used to be like in Eastern Europe. Now, was he from Eastern Europe?
No, but he had read a great deal about the Eastern Europe Christmases and wanted to kind of embrace that kind of family-oriented magic that didn't exist in the United States. And so, the New York Police Department put on extra shifts during Christmas to control the violence at Christmas. You know, Boston for a while banned Christmas celebrations altogether because of the drunken revelry that was a part of it. You look at the old carol, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. There is a line in there, we won't leave until we get some. Well, what they're talking about is anything they wanted, they would just go and sing that song at your door, and they demanded stuff like ale or money or whatever. And so it was a pretty brutal time. Churches didn't open their doors.
I mean, imagine being killed over figgy pudding.
Exactly.
You know? Well, so bring us some figgy pudding asking, or we'll stab you.
Yeah, I think they were asking for things a bit better than figgy pudding, but they were still asking.
Well, it sounded more like Halloween, you know, trick or treat, right?
Well, it just sounds like a bunch of drunken revelers. Yeah. So Clement Moore in New York for his kids wrote this sweet poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and I had never heard that it harkened back to Eastern Europe.
Oh, yeah. And then what it amounts to is that song was published in New York newspapers, and then it spread all across the country. Stores saw an opportunity to make some money off Christmas by marketing it for children. And within 20 years of that poem being written in the United States, Christmas had become what we know Christmas as today, which is a child-oriented celebration where you give gifts, you meet as a family. Churches started opening their doors on Christmas Day and having programs and presentations, and the United States finally decided that Christmas Day was worth celebrating enough to make it a holiday, and Congress quit meeting on Christmas Day. And so all of that happened from 1820 to about 1850. So after 1850, that's when the Christmas that we know it really took off. And because, as we mentioned, Victoria marrying Prince Albert and bringing those traditions to England about that same time, you know, people harken back to that Victorian Christmas being the most special Christmas of all. And that's when caroling began. That's when you started seeing a tremendous amount of the merchandising industry going and pushing forward. Christmas cards became in the vogue. And so really the Christmas that we know is only about 170 years old or so.
Isn't that old enough? That's amazing. So it became a marketing bonanza as a result of Clement Moore's poem.
Honestly say that Santa and commercialism saved Christmas in a way.
Saved Christmas from what? From becoming like an actual religious holiday where we talk about the birth of Christ?
No, they saved it so that people did talk about the birth of Christ.
Uh-huh.
Because they weren't doing it before because of the drunken nature of the holiday itself.
I get you. Wow. I mean, it's amazing to me that what we think of as Christmas today really is that recent. I mean, when you talk about Christmas trees, for example, I mean, that really did start with Prince Albert, didn't he? Because that was a German Christmas tradition. Some people say Martin Luther invented the idea of the Christmas tree, but it wasn't brought over here, or at least to England, until Prince Albert introduced it. Isn't that the case?
Exactly. And if you go back to the origins of Christmas trees, they probably began with celebration trees is what they called them. And celebration trees were used even before Christ was born. They were brought into the church in the Middle Ages, but not as Christmas trees. They were brought in as part of the pageants that celebrated stories of the Bible. And they became, if they were brought into churches back then, they would tie fruit on them, and a child playing Eve would pull off a piece of fruit and hand it to a child playing Adam to teach Bible stories.
I have never heard that one.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the Latin, in Latvia and also in the Viking areas, they started bringing evergreens inside.
Wait. What do you mean in the Viking areas? You're talking about like Norway, in Minneapolis?
Scandinavia, Norway. You know, the roots of the Minnesota Vikings. If you take them back a few hundred years, you will find that those people had Christmas trees. And when they became Christmas, they started calling them Christmas trees. The Latvians had Christmas trees, but they hung them upside down from the ceiling. And I'm thinking that's because they didn't have much room in their houses.
They hung them upside down from the ceiling. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't really water them very effectively.
No, you couldn't. No. And then Martin Luther, like a lot of Germans, had a Christmas tree, and he was the first person who actually did something more than just put a few ribbons on it. He was walking home on a snowy night in the woods and saw this light sprinkling through the trees and thought, my gosh, that's so beautiful. You know, this is the brightest time of the year, and yet my tree is dark. And he went home and grabbed a candlestick and some twine and tied a candlestick on a tree and lit the candle, and that became the first light that was ever on a tree.
Now that, you know, I didn't put that in my book on Martin Luther because I guess I thought that was more of a legend, or maybe it's one of those things that we can't really prove. Do we know that he did that, or it's just said that he did
that?
Well,
supposedly all the research I've got says that he was the one who at least gets credit. Now, whether he saw someone else doing it or not first, but according to his stories, you know, he was coming back to the woods. Now, and so, you know, let's give him credit for creating a fire hazard there at the very least.
Right.
But he did, you know, he and others did basically put lights on trees to represent the light that came into the world in one of the darkest times in history, the Roman Empire, and that light being Christ. So that light represented the birth of Jesus.
Okay,
and
what
grew from there?
Why are green and red the colors of Christmas? Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, you go back to a lot of different evergreen plants were green, and green represented everlasting life and the ability to withstand harsh winters and harsh times and still survive. And so green represented both everlasting life and also faith. The red berries on holly and also mistletoe and other things represented the blood of Christ shed on the cross. So red and green were used by early missionaries as kind of tracts, if you will, to share with people the story of Christ in the Bible. And so, you know, you look at the mistletoe plant in Scandinavia and for the Celts and the Druids in England was looked upon as a very mysterious plant because they thought that trees died in the wintertime, and here was this incredible plant growing out of this dead wood.
Now,
early missionaries took that concept and showed these people who looked upon this plant as this great, mysterious, powerful plant as representing Christ, you know, crucified on a dead piece of wood, came back to life. The red and green berries represented the purity and the blood. And those people, when they converted to Christianity, thought that was so special that they had their bride and groom married underneath the mistletoe plants to remind them if they had faith like the mistletoe plant, they could survive even the most oppressive times or darkest winters.
Unbelievable.
What happens at the end of a marriage? You kiss. Well, today, all we remember about the mistletoe legend is kissing underneath it without knowing that it was actually kind of used as a living track by early missionaries.
I wish we had more time. We're out of time. I wanted to ask you when the tradition of bringing Bing Crosby, I believe that came in the 1780s, that Bing Crosby Christmas, and then Andy Williams was brought in in the middle of the 19th century.
And Perry Como. Don't forget Perry
and
Como.
Perry Como. You know, that's right. Well, anyway, great to talk to you, folks. I don't want to forget to tell you we are doing a Christmas appeal for CSI. That's Christian Solidarity International. Christians all around the world being persecuted simply for believing what we're talking about on this program. Go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Please, this Christmas, give generously to CSI. God bless you.
Holy infant, so tender and mild.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole has saluted President George H.W. Bush at the casket of the late president. Like Mr. Bush, Dole himself is a World War II veteran. He arrived in the Capitol Rotunda in a wheelchair, pushed by an aide at the casket side. The aide lifted Mr. Dole into a standing position, and once steadied, the 95-year-old Dole saluted Mr. Bush, who passed away last week in Houston at the age of 94. The funeral is scheduled tomorrow at the National Cathedral in Washington. Senators leaving a briefing with the CIA director, Gina Haspel, today said they're even more convinced that the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, was involved in the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. needs to end its relationship with the crown prince as a result. On Wall Street, about a half an hour from the closing bell, the Dow is down 743 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He calls six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news on December 17th. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
Alvin, I got to tell you about MyPillow.
Oh, please do.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, he has a very special offer for Eric Metaxas Show listeners.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, people know about MyPillow. It's the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Okay?
Okay.
You just look at it and you get sleepy. It's freaky stuff. Okay. So the special, don't look at it. So the special pillow offer, it's for the holidays. MyPillow is offering a 4-pack offer that includes two premium pillows along with two go anywhere pillows plus free shipping. And MyPillow is also extending their money back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. You can't beat that. Free shipping, by the way, it's only for the 4-pack offer. So if you're looking for a tremendous night's sleep, now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. If you already know how great the MyPillow is, why not give them as a gift? So you can call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS, or you can go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code ERIC or METAXAS. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies.
That's Amy Grant. Did you recognize the voice? And of course, that's me doing harmonies. Not really. Hey, this is the Christmas season. And as you know, we're doing a wonderful campaign with CSI. That's Christian Solidarity International. They are an extraordinary group because what do? They reach out to those who are being horribly persecuted for their Christian faith. We want to help them. We want to give you an opportunity to help them. This is the month we're doing that. We hope you will give generously. But to help you understand who they are and what they do, we have on the executive director of CSI USA, Dr. Joel Vanderspeck, on the line. Joel, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thanks for having me on air.
Well, it's my joy, and I just want people to understand what it is that CSI does, because my belief is that most of the people listening to this program, when they hear that people are suffering horribly simply because they are Christians, anybody, you don't need to be a Christian to understand that that's wrong and that people ought to be able to live their lives unmolested for their ideology or for their faith. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And CSI has been helping these folks for a long time. And this is a particular time where I think people can join us in helping them. So I just want to hear kind of, you know, what if people give money now to CSI, what does it do? I mean, I know it does a number of things and that you're working with people in all kinds of countries. But, you know, take us down the list. We can talk, for example, about the South Sudanese. Most sure. Americans, myself included, know almost nothing about their sufferings for their faith.
No, absolutely, Eric. You're exactly right in saying that the freedom to practice one's faith is a universal right, even enshrined in Article 18 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights from the UN. So it's a global human right. But when we talk about the persecuted church, we see that there's more persecution taking place today than ever before. And CSI is on the front lines of helping the persecuted church. And in particular, what you just mentioned, Eric, about the situation in Sudan and people from South Sudan, majority Christian population, that during the Sudanese Civil War, that was from 1983 to 2005, hundreds of thousands of Christians were abducted during that Civil War, and they were taken into captivity, into slavery, into the Muslim North, into the Arab communities of Sudan. And CSI, we've been involved in freeing these people. For the last 20 years, CSI has freed over 100,000 people from slavery. So you're right. This is not something that you're going to be reading on the headline news, although it should be.
Well, yeah, it should be. And it makes me ill almost just hearing this, the idea that people are being enslaved. And look, we need to be blunt about radical Muslim ideology. They believe in slavery. They practice slavery. We talk about abolition and how Christians led the abolitionist movement in the United States and in Europe. And yet today, 200 years after Wilberforce's victory in Parliament to end the slave trade, we have actual slavery happening because some people with an ideology different from the West, different from Christians, believe that slavery is okay. So they conquer people, they enslave them, and it's happening as we have this conversation. It's absolutely hard to believe, and yet it's a fact. And I want my audience to know about it and also want them to know they can do something about it.
No, absolutely, Eric. I mean, I was there on the ground just some weeks ago, the end of September, and it was difficult for me to believe. I've been in this role as executive director of CSI USA for a little over a year now, and I kept hearing these stories of people that have been enslaved. And is this for real? Are people really being enslaved? Is CSI freeing that many? So I went there on the ground in South Sudan, and I met 417 people that we freed during that month from slavery, Christians, that were abducted and were taken for somewhere usually between 18 to 20 years, ripped from the fabric of their societies, taken from their homes, from their churches, from their farms, and ripped from their families. And they were taken and just abused in the worst possible ways that you can ever imagine. I mean, we have stories to share of the type of treatment that these people have received. It's unbelievable. So I was there on the ground, and I met the people that have been freed, and it's amazing. So I want to thank you, Eric, first of all, for using your radio platform as a voice for these persecuted Christians that otherwise would really not have a voice around the world, and particularly here in the States, people that can do something about freeing more people from slavery today.
Well, you know, as you know, I'm doing very little. I'm just giving my audience, who are wonderful people, and that's been proved over and over through the years in their giving, that they believe in using what they have to help those who don't have anything. And so, you know, this is mostly an appeal to my listeners to say that when you hear these things, the good news is you can do something. We often feel powerless. We're horrified at what we read. But in cases like this, we can do something. CSI is on the ground doing extraordinary things in the name of God, helping people who are suffering, literally freeing the captives. It's almost unbelievable, and yet it's happening, and people listening to this program can help. So So I want to tell them before we go too far that they can call a number. I'll give that in a second. Or even more easily, they can just go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's my radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. And they can give at MetaxasTalk.com. Or they can call this number. Let me give that. It's 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. We're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back. We're talking about CSI with the executive director in the USA, Dr. Joel Vanderspeck. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. 1-800-222-5909. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen,
good.
I want to tell you about Relief
Please
Factor.
Do.
We get these testimonials in at relieffactor.com. Jenny from Texas writes, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car. It almost sounds like because she was taking Relief Factor. No, that's not true. She was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago. And she got to the place, it's amazing, where nothing she tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product, she says. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. Hooray.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure Relief Factor had something to do with it. I'm grateful Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. Beautiful addition to my natural therapies. Folks, you hear this over and over again. People have accidents. People have all these different things. Your life changes. Try Relief Factor. It works for me. I have aches and pains from running and stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. Quick Start Pack, $19.95. You'll know whether it works for you. If it works for you, it could change your life. I would check it out. I do check it out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
This holiday season, treat everybody to rich, decadent brownies from Vermont Brownie Company. Hi, I'm Shauna Litsky, founder of Vermont Brownie Company. When I started 10 years ago, I had one goal in mind, to make the best brownies around using the freshest ingredients. Today, we have lots of delicious flavors, including maple toffee crunch, peanut butter, and our award-winning dark chocolate chef brownie that beat world-renowned chef Bobby Flay. All of our brownies are baked in Vermont using local farm fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And every Vermont brownie gift is shipped free in fun holiday packaging. We also have great options for corporate gifts. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, but order soon because time is running out. And it's easy. Go to VermontBrownie.com. That's VermontBrownie.com. Don't wait. This holiday season, show everyone on your gift list just how special they are with a freshly baked, delicious gift from Vermont Brownie Company.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. Life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring.
Hey. Hey, folks. I can't get enough of that great Teresa Brewer rocketing up the charts. The kids just can't get enough of Teresa Brewer. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about CSI. CSI is Christian Solidarity International. They help those who are being persecuted around the world for their faith, and we need to help them so they can do their job. I have on the line the executive director here in the U.S. of CSI, Dr. Joel Vanderspeck. Joel, again, thanks for being on. I just get so excited that my audience, when they hear all this bad news about what's going on, the good news is we can actually do something. And, you know, it's a great thing to teach your kids around Christmas time that we give back. We have been blessed to be a blessing. And if you want to be a blessing, this is a very clear way that people can be a blessing. People are always wondering, you know, what's a good organization to give to, or how do I do? That's why we have you guys on this program, because, you know, you're beyond vetted. We know what you do, and we're thrilled what you do, and we want you to be able to do it. So let's talk more about, you know, where if people give money. I know that one package, a $250 package, can redeem a person in the Sudan. That's mind-blowing. I can hardly believe I just said that, but I know it's true.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had people donate, and people from your listeners, Eric, this past year have been very generous. I just want to say that. And as I've called people to thank them over the phone, I've been very impressed at your dedicated listenership and also their concern for the world and their generosity. And as I've spoken to people on the phone, you know, I mean, they're the people of action. I mean, I've spoken to people, and they've said, let's not talk about this any longer. Let's do something about it. And one family in particular said, I want to free four people from slavery this year. And that was a donation of $1,000 that freed four people. It is amazing for $250 that we can free someone from the horrors of slavery.
I mean, it's inconceivable that anybody is enslaved. And then to think that I can write a check and that CSI has the ability to go into that situation and solve the problem. I mean, I really think many people listening just think like it cannot be that people are enslaved. I mean, it's just so horrific that, you know, that we can't do anything about it, that here we are in the U.S. And we can do something about it privately through CSI, but our government isn't able to do anything about it. I mean, it's just such a mess.
No, absolutely. And like you said, there's more people enslaved today than there ever has been in the history of the world. So it is a burden of responsibility upon us, particularly to help our Christian brothers and sisters who have been enslaved because of the fact that they're followers of Jesus. And it's one of the horrific things that happens to them when they are enslaved from South Sudan. They have their names taken away from them. They're given Muslim names. They're forced to convert to Islam, not to practice their faith, although they do in secret, of course. And it's just such an awful experience that they go through for years without seeing their family members. And, you know, again, talking to people that from your show that have given, and they've said to me, Joel, this has been the best use of $250 of my hard-earned money that I've ever used before in my life. This has been the most impactful way that I've ever been able to give money. And what an opportunity. Today's Giving Tuesday, and this could be the most impactful Tuesday of people's lives if they decide to give to free one or two people from slavery in Sudan.
Well, I want to say to my listeners, because we're going to air this a couple of times, Albin and I, my producer Albin and I, you know, we've determined a number of things that we want to give. This is not quid pro quo in the sense it doesn't come out of the budget or anything like that. This is just if you give a certain amount, we can send you, and we will send you, whether you like it or not. You say, well, I don't give to get. I don't care. You're getting because we want to incentivize people. Anybody who can give $10,000, and in the past we've had people do that. I offer a dinner, whether it's here in New York or if I come to your town or something like that, just to give an evening of my time with you and your family or your friends. It doesn't matter how many people, but we've done that many times, and it's just a joy to meet people who are able to give that kind of money to God's purposes. And so I want to put that out there, because there are many people, of course, listening who can do that. And those of us who cannot do that, who can give at another level, we're going to be giving you signed copies of my If You Can Keep It book, signed copies of my new book, Donald Drains the Swamp. We have Eric Metaxas' show, bumper stickers. We've got all kinds of stuff that we want to send you. Now, to know what you get at what level, you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com, and you'll see it all laid out for you. But I just want to say that it's our joy to do that. We also offer studio visits, that you can come and visit us. If you ever come to New York, we've got this big, amazing studio, and you can come in. It's a TV studio, and you can hang out there and watch us do the show and have opportunities for photo ops and all that kind of thing. So I just hope that people will be enticed to give what they can give. Now, Joel, you know, as we're talking about what CSI does, we're talking about the Sudan, but I know that you're operating in all kinds of other countries. There are all kinds of other issues of Christian persecution that you're involved in.
Yes, we are. We're operating in 12 different countries on the front lines of persecution, also in West Africa, Nigeria, where there's horrific persecution taking place in the middle region by a Muslim group called the Fulani. Most people have heard about Boko Haram. But there's another group there. While I was there this past summer, there was over 230 Christians that were killed in villages right in the area where I and our project manager were working. So there's horrific things that are happening. And CSI, we're first responders. We get there. We get resources on the ground. We operate on a shoestring budget, and we work with volunteers wherever we go. So the money that's given goes directly to the people that urgently need our help, our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Well, you know, those of us again in the West, we've been blessed to be a blessing, and simply to live in a free country where we are not brutally persecuted for our faith is such a gift from God. We need to understand that this is not normal. We do not deserve this gift of religious liberty. It's a gift. Many people around the world don't have it, and we need to use our liberty and our resources and our wealth to help them. And so I want to say, you know, at this Christmas time, folks, this is the time to live out your faith. People say, well, okay, you're a Christian, or you believe in these things. Well, what are you doing about it? This is something very tangible, folks, that everybody can do. Everybody can give something. The website, again, MetaxasTalk.com. You can see the banner. It'll tell you everything. And if you want to call, it's 1-800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Again, 800-222-5909. You can call right now, please. 800-222-5909.
And the fire is slowly.
Hey there, it's Eric Metaxas for Policy Genius. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you for up to 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it doesn't replace lost income. That is where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or injury. Policy Genius does all the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius. The easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole has saluted President George H.W. Bush at the casket of the late president. Like Mr. Bush, Dole himself is a World War II veteran. He arrived at the Capitol Rotunda in a wheelchair, but with the help of an aide was able to stand and make his salute. Mr. Dole is 95. The former president died last week in Houston at age 94. The president and Mrs. Trump among those paying their respects to the former president today.
The president and first lady did not attend a late afternoon service at the U.S. Capitol when Bush was eulogized by Vice President Pence, among others. But in the evening, the first couple went to the Capitol Rotunda, where the nation's 41st president is lying in state.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting, the funeral will be tomorrow at the National Cathedral in Washington. Just a few minutes away now from the closing bell on Wall Street, with the Dow down close to 800 points. This is SRN News.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ding dong.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time.
Everyone telling you be of good cheer. You.
You. Hey. Hey. I'm not going to say it again.
Be of good cheer.
Right. Alvin, you know what? What is Christmas without Andy Williams?
I don't know.
You know? Really? Andy Williams.
Andy.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, tonight I'm going to be on Shannon Bream's show.
Good.
So if you're up at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be on with Shannon Bream. And when I go on that show, something comes over me. And I think it's because Shannon is so calm.
Yeah.
I just become a crazy firebrand. And I mean, the last time I was on, I called the Clinton Foundation a snake pit.
You did.
The time before that, I got into a real rhubarb with Juan Williams.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
whenever I get on the Shannon Bream show, I think it's because she's so calm and sweet.
Yeah, she
that
is.
Something comes over me and it's like, I gotta. You know, but anyway, who knows what's going to happen tonight? If you're watching TV tonight, and if it turns out not to be good, please don't watch it.
Don't tell anyone.
Okay, so I'm going to be last night in New York. Now, by the way, that's down in D.C. So by the time this show is airing, I'm going to be on my way to D.C. But I got to say, last night here in New York, I got an amazing award.
Yes.
And it was an event at the Union League Club, and the Center for Security Policy, which is Frank Gaffney. Some people know him. He's a hero. He does this every few years. They have an event like this, and he wanted to give me an award for my writing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Mightier Pen Award.
Nice.
So I'm thrilled to have that. But almost as thrilled as that is the fact that, and of course you were at the dinner with your lovely wife Anne, but I gotta say, Tom Fitton, who many people know, they've seen him on TV, he's a real hero of our time. He also got an award last night, so I shared the evening with him. But that was just wonderful. I want to thank Frank Gaffney.
Great evening.
And all those folks. That was wonderful. But tonight I'll be on Shannon Bream. I don't want to forget to mention Hillsdale College.
Please.
Or as you say, Hillsdale College.
College.
If you go to metaxasforhillsdale.com, you can find out that Hillsdale not only is teaching about the good, the true, and the beautiful, and the Constitution, and all this stuff that they don't teach in most colleges, but they want to offer it to you for free, you being listeners to this program. So if you go to metaxasforhillsdale.com, you can see how they do that. They offer free college courses with their professors online that you can take. You can learn about the Constitution. You can learn about this and that. I mean, they have different offers at different times. Imprimis is their publication.
Yes.
But what a resource. And folks, let me just say, it's free. It's free. Please take advantage of it. Go to metaxasforhillsdale.com. They do so much. I'm just so proud that they're affiliated with this program. And I don't want to forget to mention that we're doing this campaign with CSI.
Right.
We just had on our guest talking about that. But I want to say that it's an opportunity. This is a time of the year when you hear about horrible things going on around the world and you think, how come for believing what we believe as Christians, we believe in Christmas, how is it that people around the world are being enslaved, persecuted, murdered? It's horrible. And yet there is good news. The good news is that we actually can do something. You don't just have to read about it and fret. Obviously, you can pray. We already knew that. But you can give to CSI. CSI is Christian Solidarity International. They help these folks. If you go to our website, metaxastalk.com, you can see the banner for CSI. If you give $100, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super, which means you can watch this program in our unbelievable new studios here on 15th Street, and on and on and on. But I just want to say to you folks, please give. This is the time of year. Lives can be changed. For $250, you can buy someone out of slavery. I want you to think about that. That's not metaphorical slavery. That's the real thing. It's horrible, but you can do something about it. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the CSI banner. Thanks for listening.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.